Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Right now we're preparing our hearts for Jesus, which is amazing. We're in that Advent season right prior to the birth of Jesus Christ, and I just want us all to celebrate that and not to let the crazy activity of the season to blot out this little bit of time that you have to really prepare your heart for celebrating the incarnation of Jesus. And so today we're reading, to prepare ourselves, we're reading in Luke 1, verses 26 through 28 in the Amplified Bible. It says this: "Now, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, a descendant of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, the angel said, 'Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I cannot imagine what this must have been like. I cannot imagine experiencing an angel in front of me. I do share the name of Mary, so I can respect that, I think, and what an amazing legacy to live up to, for sure. But I cannot imagine hearing words from an angel. First of all, just seeing an angel, but then words from an angel saying these words: "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Lord, help us to put ourselves in the middle of that story, to understand the weight of it, the desperation of it, the power of it, the uniqueness of it. This had not happened before, and here an angel stands before a woman who has not been with a man, so a virgin who is now going to be the mother of the Son of God. She doesn't know this yet. She doesn't know any of this. All she has heard is an angel saying, "Greetings, favored one." She must have been so surprised, and she must have been so astonished that she was called a favored one. And from what I know, Lord, she was really, really young, so this must have been even more overwhelming for her, and just for her to know that you are with her. And so, Lord, thank you that because of what she did, because of her welcoming of you into her life, we have Jesus. We have, he was born into an actual family with a mom and a dad, with brothers and sisters. He was born first by himself, and then the brothers and sisters came. But he had a family just like we did. He walked throughout this earth with problems and worries and all the things that we go through. And I just am so astonished that this is the way that you would cause the Son of God to come into the world. And it came through a woman. And that's just amazing to me too, because in that period of time, women were not necessarily esteemed in that culture. And so the fact that you chose her and called her favored is just so beautiful to me. So I pray for the people today who really are longing to hear that from you. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, we can hear those words too. We can be greeted by you because Jesus has made a way for us to find you. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." So as we go through Jesus, we can shake hands with the God of the universe. We can experience greetings from him. And although we were dead in our sins and in our trespasses, Jesus died on the cross for us. Therefore, we are forgiven. We are set free from the power of sin. And now we can be called favored one, because I am favored because Jesus died for me to set me free. Anyone who's experienced the forgiveness of God knows the beautiful favor that that means. And Lord, for those who feel lost, alone, really lonely today, I pray that they would hear these words: "The Lord is with you." You. That great word, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God has come down. God is dwelling with us. He is making his tent. He's pitching his tent with us. He's making his tabernacle with us. He took on flesh and bones to be with us. And now, after the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have the Lord of the universe living within us in the Holy Spirit. Wow. The Lord is with you. Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. Let that sink into your bones and your marrow and your heart today. Thank you, Lord, for bringing that. Thank you, Lord, for loving us that way. Thank you for favoring us. Thank you for being with us. We love you. We need you. We worship you today. Prepare us for Christmas like no other time in our lives. Prepare us to celebrate in such a beautiful way, a quiet way, an important way. I pray this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I know that when life gets crazy, this is probably one of the things that you want to drop off because you don't want to take the 5 minutes, but thank you. If you listen to this, it means you did take the 5 minutes, so thank you for doing that. I hope that it's not too much of a busy day for you and that you are enjoying this sixth day of December with vivaciousness and power and strength. Have a great day.